Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Radio show. We're glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Well, we have a fun topic for you. I know we say that a lot, this is a fun topic, but this one really is. It's a good topic. It's many people email us all the time and they ask us, how can we help our animals? Well, we're going to give you a lot of helpful techniques about helping your animal friends in this show.
Well, most people, I don't think, know that there's anything wrong with their animals if there's not something going on.
And for those of you who'd like to know more about who we are and read about the work that we do, visit our website, kenpage.com.
Yeah, we just think about it. Unless we have something seriously wrong with our animals or they're not healthy, we don't think much about it. But do they pick up all the energetics that going on with us and with our family and with our yard and with the neighbors and with our kids and goes on and on? And what do they do with that energy? Well, first of all, is something that's stressful or tension something that is real? And we know it's real for us, but how does it affect our animals?
Our animals are so unconditional. They are the warmest, intelligent creatures on the planet that accept us for exactly who we are. And the one thing that I find most intriguing about animals is that unlike humans, animals don't loop their moments. They are very, very, very present all the time. Well, think about it. If you have a cat and the cat is sitting on its little perch and it's watching the birds fly around in the tree, all that the cat is doing is watching those birds in that moment. If you set a bowl of food down, the cat comes over and is eating its food. That cat is very present eating. When the cat leaves its bowl of food, it's on to the next moment.
It doesn't need its past to define what it's doing. We have to use our past to define us. We have to use what I did this morning to define what I'm doing now and how much I did and what I'm supposed to do and my list of things to do. But an animal is always in the moment. They are not thinking about their past defining who they are now.
I don't think animals recognize in what they're eating whether it was a better meal than the last meal they ate or whether the way we're stroking them or petting them or being with them is any better or any worse or any different than the petting or the stroking or the scratching that they got, you know, an hour before. They are very present in the moment, something that all humans, all two-leggeds, could actually learn so much from all of our creatures that we love so dearly.
Now, most people, you know, we either have a good relationship or a not so good relationship, or, you know, it's like one or the other. But most people are learning about unconditional love through their animals. First for their children, then with their animals. Of course, our children are very unconditional until they're not. Until they get older, or until they get mouthier, until they get sassier, then they start to, they're unconditional when they're sleeping. But our animals are unconditional all the time. They don't care what you look like, what you're doing, whatever. They love you for what you are, okay? And so we have this, this feeling that we get from them that we don't get from most people. And I think the feeling is because they're so much in the moment, it allows us to feel that space they're in, or that magical quietness, or that stillness, and it's peaceful, or it's playful.
For those of you who've listened to our shows in the past, you know what we say about unconditional love, and the only unconditional love as humans that we believe exists is the most that we can do of loving ourselves. as far as unconditionally loving someone else, is that really possible until we unconditionally love ourselves? So when we say, oh, well, I have unconditional love for my partner, surely when our partner is judging us or criticizing us or saying something we don't care for or mouthing off to us or the same way our children do or not being respectful of us, those are conditions that we place on whether or not that love is the way that we can accept it. So our partners are not unconditional. Therefore, we are not unconditional with our partners or any other types of relationships that we have. The most unconditional love that exists on the planet, as we know it right now, comes from our animals. They don't judge us. They just accept us for who we are. You know, we can be in a bad mood, and in our relationships, our friends may not want to be around us when we're in a bad mood, but guess who still will? Your animal. Your animal's going to be there. As long as you're going to accept your animal's going to accept you. And even when you're not accepting of your animal still loves you. And all of us have seen that. We've seen animals have owners who are not respectful of the animal, who are not kind to the animal, caring about the animal. And the animal will still be loyal and loving and caring of that owner.
Until the very end, or until it runs away or does something. But just think about it. They are a vibration. They are a frequency. They are a feeling. They are an experience. And we resonate with that, and that helps us to find that place within ourselves. Because sometimes we don't have, like right now, it's bitter cold where we are. And so we can't go outside. And I love nature, but nature I can't go. And so I spend more time with my dog because I'm sitting here by the fireplace and he's sitting next to me. And he's getting ready to, he's wanting to eat. So he's starting to talk to me a little bit. And he's getting me all set up to feed him ahead of time. And he has this whole little thing. Even when my dog goes outside, he has to go grab a toy to take it with him. I don't know, I guess he likes toys with his when he goes outside. I don't know what that part is.
He has more toys than a lot of children.
Yeah.
But that's because he represents the child that we have as well within us. And certainly our animals listen to us without telling us what to do, and that's a big plus in this world, because most individuals still want to be able to tell you what to do or control the way you're acting or micromanage you or whatever you think of when someone else opens their mouth, and our animals don't do that.
Now, I've been around stables and horses a lot in my life, and some of these our animals are, if we're not in balance with them, we can get hurt because they're so much more powerful. You know, 1,000 pounds or 1,200 pounds a horse, and if you're not in your space, you definitely are going to get in trouble. And that reminds me of the story I was having a hard time.
Oh, I think this is a great story.
I was having a hard time in life, and I decided to run my aunt's stable for a while. So I did that in the morning, and then I got dressed in my suit, and I went to my regular job, and then I went back to the stable. And in the morning, I got up, and it was foggy. It was in Oakland, California, and the fog would come in. So it was kind of cold. And so the fog came in, and I was going getting the horses to feed them outside, and it was about 7. And I was walking down, and I was thinking to myself, man, this is a cold day. What am I doing out here? And, geez, I should be in bed, or I should be doing something. And this horse bumped me and knocked me right into the wall. You know, I said, what in the heck did you do that? It would, like, took its shoulder and kind of shoved me into the wall. And I said, what did you do that for? And then I kept on going, and I was thinking, I was actually, energetically, he was picking up what my feelings were, and he didn't want them.
I think one time you mentioned to me that happened, like, but the third day in a row, you finally went, okay, what's going on here?
I made my story smaller, but I started to realize that we energetically was in a space. And so he was very happy. He spent all night in the barn. He was going out to a pasture. He was going out to eat. He was a very happy horse, and I wasn't a very happy person. And he actually told me to shut up and get out of his space in a way that got my attention.
Yeah, don't pay any attention. Don't give your energy to me. I'm very happy. I'm going outside, and I'm going to get some fresh oats and some fresh hay, and I'm going out in the sunshine. I don't care what you think, and so go away. I mean, that's a pretty, I think that's a pretty good circumstantial experience that one person would have.
Anyway, it got my attention in how we have to start stop projecting ourselves, of course, to others and our animals. And I work with a lot of people who were dressage and were hunter jumpers and were jumping, and I work with them in helping to jump their horse to jump higher. And what it was getting a quiet mind, because if they were so worried, the horse was actually picking up their nervousness, their tension, their energy, and it was actually affecting the way they were jumping. And so by getting them quiet and getting them still, it became easier. And then we started realizing there's a lot of things that affect our animals, such as, what if your animal has some kind of energy around its bedding, or its energy around, let's say a horse, energy around a saddle or tack? Could that tack or saddle or bridle have energy from another horse that's actually affecting our horse? So just think about that. The same way with us. Do we pick up energy from other people, and does it have maybe effect we don't understand, but maybe a slight effect on us where it makes us irritable or agitated or makes us uncomfortable? So I want Nancy to go ahead, and now we've got several articles we've written about this, and what we want to do today is we want to show you how to clear your horse, or how to clear your dog or cat, and how to make it easier on them so they don't have to process the human emotions that are going around your house.
See, our pets actually cannot process the kind of energy that's around them, and that's from us, from our home, from the neighborhood, from kids that live in the neighborhood, from other animals, or even the energy that's going on the planet today. Look at all the fear that we've been dealing with on a global level. If we project energy onto an animal, how do you think that feels to them? I mean, it would be no different than if I took all of my fears and projected all of that onto Ken at this moment. He'd say, all right, you need to deal with your issues. I will help you work through some of them, but don't project them onto me because I'm not going to accept your energy. That might not be easy for another person to hear, but that's, our animals can't say that to us. They will attempt, by their unconditional love, they will attempt to process whatever energy we want to place on them. Our moods, our work, our relationships, our sickness, our stress, even our everyday life challenges, all of that energy literally bombards our animals. We've had all of the energy of our entire day. We bring it home. We're stressed. All we want to do is sit down and maybe have a glass of wine or something. And our animals come up to us because they're unconditional. They want to be with us. And we start petting on them and we start loving on them. Or what if we don't want to be with them? We get away, go on, go, just leave me alone for right now. They even get that kind of energy. So when we've had enough, we get away. We can give ourselves a choice to move away from people who aren't in a good space for themselves, or we don't choose to be around.
Now, I've been clearing animals now for about 20 years and really looking at this thing and trying to understand them and understand the dynamics. And, you know, it takes 10 minutes a week to clear your animal to where they'll probably live, many years longer because they don't have that kind of energy. Because that kind of energy within an animal will create a sickness or a problem or some kind of disease because they can't process it. It's like taking energy onto themselves that they can't process. So what does it end up doing? It ends up being some kind of problem. So we're going to show you how to clear that. But some of the things we want to show you are just tell you about is just all the different situations that we've come to learn.
Well, one of the things that I think before we even suggest how you can clear your animal, we obviously are going to go back to the main process of keeping yourself clear.
Yeah.
And that is an energetic clearing technique that we've talked about on this show many times before.
Yes, but then again, we have it right on the website, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very important. I know you might be listening to us for the first time. It's very important that you go on the website and look under clearing techniques, because that will really give you some basic techniques to get yourself to where you're not picking up energy.
On the homepage of kenpage.com, you will see a line that just says healing techniques. And if you click there, that's going to take you to another page of all these different types of techniques that will help you heal. And one of them, what we call the energetic clearing technique, also is called being in the moment. The scenario that Ken gave you earlier about the horse that said, get in your own space, don't get into my space. Well, you know, that horse was being forceful. Your dogs and cats and smaller animals may not do that. They may not say, go away from me, I don't like your space. They may not have the choice to even leave your space if you're living in a small place.
Yeah, but yeah, we've seen that in the animals too, where somebody comes and their energy is not very good and our animals start getting violent or starting to bark. Mm-hmm. So they must be picking up something that we're not picking up, okay? Some kind of energy. Well, we know how much more sensitive they are or aware that they are that we aren't.
By being in the moment, by you being in your own space, and that energetic clearing technique, which is right on our website, is the technique where we suggest that you keep your energy field in your own body, that you're not projecting your energy out all day long, anytime, that you continue to take your power back, you take your energy back by pulling your energetic field in. Doing that clearing technique will help you be in your own space. When you're in your own space, it's much easier for you to feel or hear what your animal needs, because you have to establish a kind of trust and a rapport with your animal before you can begin to help release some of the energetic dynamics that they've inherited literally from you and from your home and from your neighborhood. What if there's other animals that are coming around and threatening? If you have a smaller animal, and there are other animals that are bigger and they come around and your animal feels smaller, they're going to internalize all the projections of all the energies that are around them all the time.
You know, I did an animal and it had the most energy. I actually had to clear my hand 3 times to clear this animal. You know what it was?
I would like you all to just take a moment and just imagine what kind of animal, and so this is a small animal, what kind of animal would have so much energy projections that it would take 3 separate clearings in one session to help this animal.
And this was a first grade guinea pig, okay? Now I know why their eyes are almost popping out of their head, because they are about ready to explode. But what would happen is, you know, on the weekend, some child would take it home for the weekend, you know, take care of it, and then when it come back, it was a class pet, so each went around to each kid, and each kid picked it up and just dumped its whole weekend's worth of stuff. You know, all my upset, blah, all my things I didn't do, blah, all the worry about work, homework, blah, all those different things. And this poor guinea pig just had an abundance of projections and it didn't know what to do.
What about the child who took the guinea pig home for the weekend? I mean, this is my prize animal that I get to bring home from my class, and I'm a special one that got to do it this weekend. And so all of my friends that live in the neighborhood with me, maybe they're not in the same grade as I am, and they all get to come over and play with my pet. The pet runs around. I've seen my poor son, he had a guinea pig that got sucked up by our vacuum cleaner. It was fine, but still. The way small animals are treated with children, and also what about the other children's families? So the small guinea pig was not only inheriting all of the energy from the children themselves, but children inherit the energy from their families. So the guinea pig not only had the children, but the children's families, the family's environment, and the home life.
And how about this? And this is about, I guess, about 15 years ago. I was working with this lady, and she had a dog. And this dog had the weirdest energy on it. I could not figure out what it was. It was so intense. And I said, where do you go? What is it? What's going on with your house? Or what's going on? And she said, nothing. And nothing's going on. But she says, I take him for a run out in this field that's out of ways. And it's going to be a park. And it used to be the staging area for World War II for people to go overseas. So this was the energy, it was actually picking up the energy of the army base and all the emotions that all the people had. Now that kind of sounds strange, well, that can't be, but actually it was. Does our emotions go into something and stay with it?
We've already said our animals, unlike humans, are more present in the moment. And because they are very sensitive to everything that's around them. So before we even give you the technique to work with your own animal, to help clear your animal, before you get the trust and rapport with your animal, work with the energetic clearing technique. Be in your space. Pull your energy field in. Then you will find that it's easier to hear and to feel all your animal's needs.
Yeah, and remember, the main thing we're trying to do here is be more sensitive but less reactive. Sense what's going on, but not be so reactive, because that's that reactive energy that gets onto the animal. Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, because we're going to show you how to do this healing with these animals.
So make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about healing our animals and helping them. Now what we want to do is, because we want to help to release the energies or the emotions that the animal has picked up. So we can take back ourselves, can't we? And so the best way to do that and describe is, each person has a right or left hand, of course, and one is a pulling and one is ascending. For men, my pulling hand is my right. And for women, their pulling hand is their left. Now, what we want to do is we want to pull the energy or the emotions out, but we want to keep it below our elbow so it doesn't go back into our body. So we can wash our hands after we release the energy into our hand. We can go ahead and clear them or wash them.
To remind yourself that any time you're working with your pulling hand, which that's the hand that you will receive energy in, but it's also the energy that will pull out from your animal or anyone else that you're working with in doing any type of clearing. In order to remind yourself that the energy stays below your elbow, you can take a hair band or a soft rubber band or just a tie and put it just beneath your elbow, between your elbow and your wrist, just closer to your elbow. And that will remind you that no energy goes beyond what that boundary is. Eventually, you won't need that anymore. It'll be your own intention that will remind you that all of the energy stays closer to your hand so that when you complete whatever it is you're doing and you rinse your hand off, you know all of the energy has been released.
Now, I don't want you to worry because we've done this for hundreds of thousands of people. We've taught this, so don't be concerned about this. Remember, that what you're pulling out of your animal is just you or the stuff that you're around, so you're very much experienced with that kind of emotion. Okay? Now, with an animal, when you look on the head, okay, when you go to pet the head, it's better to take an animal when it's resting or when it's kind of quiet. It's better not to just get them right off the right when they're all bouncing around.
You're going to want to scan them using your hand to find a difference in maybe temperature or energy or vibration or. What you're really looking for is when you scan is that something feels different.
Yes, but this feeling, what we're looking for specifically, or the first thing is we're going to look from the nose, from the top of the nose to the ears and right around the eyes. In that space, there'll be a spot. And the spot will be about the size of a fingernail, or for a horse, it would be about the size of a quarter. And that is a trauma that your animal still has. Now think about it. What kind of traumas would animals have? Well, if they almost got hit by a car, or if they were abandoned, or if you found them by the pound, or if they thought something was going to happen, or another dog attacked them, that could be a trauma. It would be a trauma for me if one of those things happened. So it certainly is a trauma for an animal.
Especially if you've received an animal from a rescue shelter or a pound, you want to make sure that you help that animal get energetically clear, because perhaps there was an owner that was not as respectful of the animal, or the animal had to fend for itself in other situations that wouldn't be very painless, shall we say.
So you by... Know, oh, excuse me.
The area that you're going to scan and the area that that's going to be between their eyes and their ears is either going to feel hot or cold. It's going to be something that feels different than the rest of their head. That's all we're asking you to look for.
So you're going to use, again, men, that's your pulling hand. It's also your scanning hand. That's your right hand. Women, it's your left hand. You're just going to put your hand about an inch above their body and just scan and see if you find a little spot that's tingly, cold, hot, warm. And when you find it, that is the program. See, we have programs in our subconscious mind that we are playing out. They have a program, but they have about maybe five or six programs that they're probably set. If we don't release that energy, then they'll keep attracting that kind of energy or emotion, or they can't release it as readily. So it's something you have to do before we do the rest of the clearing.
So when you find that spot, you're going to just gently touch it with one of the fingers on your pulling hand. And you're going to just start massaging it a little, just gently massaging it while you begin talking to your animal in a very calm and quiet manner. This is why we say make sure they're calm and quiet to begin with, or if they've been sleeping on the floor or sleeping on your lap or next to you. Don't try to get them when they're running around playing, because they're not going to sit still and while you say okay in a calm, very quiet manner.
So let's say I found this spot now, and it's usually on the right side or left side. I found this spot, so I put my middle finger on the spot, and what I want to do is what will release it is the energetics different than the trauma. For example, let's say your animal was lost, or it's afraid you're going to leave, or it's afraid you won't come back, or it won't get enough food, or let's say a lot of animals have that kind of worry.
Okay? You know what the problems your pet has had based on your pet's history. You already know those problems.
Yeah. And so now I put my finger on there, and then I'm going to say, and I want you to kind of sense the feel this. If this was somebody to you saying this to you and you believed it, how would it feel? Everything is going to be okay. You're a part of our family. We love you. You are special. You are a part of us. There's a lot of food for you, and there's a warm place for you to sleep, and you'll always be with us. You're special. You're kind. We love you. You're a very good animal. Everything is fine. I mean, everything will be there, and there'll always be food and water and a place for you to sleep. You are a part of our family. And it is that vibration, and you have to be sure that you are in alignment with that vibration, meaning it's true for you. Because if it isn't true, then the animal will pick up the vibration of it not being true. So I met this person that was in Australia, and she was going to have to get rid of her dog in 4 months because she was moving, and she couldn't say, I'll be with you forever, because it wasn't true. So she couldn't do that kind of thing. So you have to be in alignment. Now, after you do that, the energy actually will go into your finger. So go wash your hands, and then just think clear. And then I want you to do the clearing of the head twice during a week. So two times during a week. It will take you about 5 minutes. So it won't take you very long to find that spot. And then it will be gone permanently. It won't come back, okay? Now the next thing, after you've cleared the head, and we know that that fear or whatever that trauma is slightly shifting or changing, you should put your hand behind the neck, okay?
And we'll continue giving the rest of this animal clearing to you in our next segment. We're going to go through the spine, and then we're also going to go through the belly of your animal. So make sure you stay tuned, because we're going to take a little short commercial break here. So come right back to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net so we can finish helping you help your animal. We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and a Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell. The name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about helping our animal friends and how to keep them clear. Now, we were just talking about the head or the trauma that they might have, okay, and how to clear that. And then we were going to, you want to take your pulling hand again, men's right, women's left, okay? And we want to put it right on the back of the neck, okay? And I just want you to set your hand on the back of your neck, and you will feel the energy coming out into your hand. Sometimes it will be old or stuck or kind of thick. Maybe that's the best word to put
on.
Yeah,
I think thick is a good word, especially when we're working with dogs and cats. You're going to feel something that definitely doesn't feel like the normal vibration or the normal energy that you feel anywhere else on your animal's body. And again, it will either feel warm or it'll feel cold, but it will definitely feel very different than something you have been used to or accustomed to feeling on your dog or cat or animal.
And remember, these are just emotions they have picked up from their surroundings, so it's not bad and it won't hurt you. Now, after you've picked it up and you kept your hand there for about 5 minutes or so, and then take your hand, take it off, and then go wash your hands. And just think clear and imagine the energy just running out of your hand and just clearing. Then I want you to go ahead and scan their back and then put your hand on their lower back, their hind legs. Just like we have energy or we hold energy in our lower back, your animals hold energy in their lower back. So just put your hand on there for about 5 minutes and just let everything go. Now this will be it'll feel heavy or thick or strange. It'll feel old. It'll feel stuck. Sometimes it feels achy, but it's not something that's going to hurt you. That's how they're wearing your emotions. So after you've cleared that and you feel it's released, then go wash your hand again. So it might be easier while you're working with your animal to have a bowl of warm water there with a towel so you can do it without, you know, having to go back and forth with the animal. Now, after you've done the head and you cleared that old program, the neck, and then the lower back, we're going to move to their belly. Because just like we hold stuff in our belly, the animal does too. So put your right hand for men, left hand for women, on the belly and just release all the emotions, the energy, the vibrations, the feelings. And if you know what they are, just think about it in your mind. If you know there's some kind that your children are kind of upset or they're kind of bouncing off the walls or there's a lot of chaos or they're worried or there's something going on that you know, just imagine that worry coming out into your hand. Now, after you release it, again, wash your hands. Now you're done. Okay? So that whole thing took about, well, for the first time until we clear the head, it probably took about 15 minutes. And then after we clear the head, the rest will take about 5 or 10 minutes. And then what I want you to do is I want you to do this once a week.
Now, in this first process, if your animal doesn't want to sit still for you for, 10 or 15 minutes, then go ahead and do these in segments. You know, do the head first, and if your animal has to get up and run around because that's what they normally do, then let them get up and run around. And then when they're quiet again, then move to the neck and move to the lower back.
But
and then the next time, do the belly.
You usually get them when they're getting ready to go to sleep or you're getting ready when they're taking a nap.
For our dog, it's after he's eaten. He'll love to go outside for a moment, and then he comes back in, and he's sound asleep. He'll crash and take a nap.
Okay, now this will clear and keep your animal clear, okay? And trust me, if you can clear your animal from human emotions, it will be much better and be much happier. Okay.
So you'll only need to do this about once a week after that. And the animals that you have, will energetically interact with each other. So if you've got outside animals and inside animals, make sure that you clear both types, because they do interact when your inside animals go outside.
Yeah. Now, when you're doing a horse, okay, it's the same way. We go to the head and we find that spot. Remember, I said it was the size of a quarter, so you won't miss it. And you go ahead, and I usually use two fingers, and I put pretty good tension, pretty good pressure on it. And again, saying what the challenge is for the horse and releasing it. And then go to the back of the neck with the legs and release that. And then I go to the back and release that. And remember now with a horse, let's say a horse has hurt its right leg or something. So what a horse does is it will lift its right leg up so it won't put any pressure on it. What starts to break down is the left leg. So we want to be sure that energy is moving in all your dog or cat or horse's body. Because when energy doesn't move, it starts to set and it creates a problem.
Just like in humans. When we have a knee that's bothering us or a hip that's bothering us on one side, we favor that and we tend to put all of the weight and all of the strain and the stress on the opposite side of our body and we become unbalanced. It's the same thing for your animal.
And I got a really good example. I have a knee replacement, so my right leg is stainless steel. And when I've done a lot of energy work, some nights it will ache. And I'll have Nancy go ahead and work with my knee and release all the energy that I have picked up. Because what's happening is the stainless steel or the energy is actually holding the energy and not letting it move through my leg. And she'll actually release it off my leg and then have my move it down my leg until out my toes to where it's all gone. And she does that maybe once or twice a month, where I pick up energy that doesn't move in my body. It's the same way. If you have some problem, if you have a challenge in your body or some part of your body aches or hurts, that's probably where you're holding a lot of energy or a lot of emotions is stuck there.
Our animals are no different than we are. One of the things that animals do is they wear a collar, or horses, they wear a bridle, or they wear a harness, or they wear a saddle. All of those objects need clearing, just like our jewelry and our glasses do, and we've taught you how to clear those items as well on our website, in our books, and also on these radio shows. So when you have your animal wearing a collar, pull the collar off. When your animal's getting a bath or when you're cleaning your animal, also clear the energetics around your animal's collar. Do the same thing. Men use your right hand. Women use your left hand. That's your pulling hand. Move and pull. Move your hand down the collar, down the bridle, down the bit, around, across the saddle, under the saddle. Just keep wiping your hand down, especially if it's leather. Wiping your hand off of the item that you're attempting to clear, and then rinse your hand off. Then when you put your hand back on the item again, you'll feel that it's different. Maybe it needs another wiping with your hand. All you're doing is using your intention to clear all the energetics that have gotten onto collars and bridles and bits and saddles and leashes and other things that we use with our animals.
Yeah, it's very easy, and again, don't worry about it. It's nothing more than us. But remember, we can be very intense, especially when we have 5 or 6 years worth of our emotions on something. It can start to be very intense. Intense thing I ever felt was a leather coat from a teenager in England. That was the most intense, because he would go to all these rock and roll places, and then he picked up all that energy, and it actually was in his leather coat. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to show you also how to deal with the dolphin and whale collective consciousness to help you.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about clearing our animals. And what we want to do, did you have something, Nancy?
Yeah, I wanted to also mention we've been talking about horses and dogs and cats, the primary animals that most people have. We do have on our website, under our products, we do have DVDs where Ken actually shows and demonstrates how to clear a horse with all of the tack. How to clear a dog, how to clear a cat. We have a DVD that's called Animal Healing, and then we also have a whole workshop where we teach people how they themselves can be energetically clear, be in their own space, and then begin to work with their animals. So both of those, if you're interested, are two of our products that we offer on the website.
Yeah, they're not very expensive, and the whole workshop would be really great if maybe two or three people there wanted to go in and get it and watch it, because it really does help. Honestly, this will help your pets so much. I can't tell you how much. Now, one of the things we want to talk about, we've talked about in past shows about you being liquid, okay? And remember, if we could change and truly change, it would be amazing. But we would have to believe it. And when we talk about you being water, you are 75% water. You are liquid. And so by you being liquid and adding a color that you love, you're liquid light. And what this does is it helps you to buffer projections onto you that you normally pick up in life. And why I'm saying that is this is going to tie in very much with you thinking of yourself as liquid light. And that's true. That's not a lie. That is true. Now, by you being liquid light, I want you, and I will do it now, and just imagine that you're liquid light, okay? And the reason we've set you up to be liquid light is we want you to use the dolphin and whales. Now, we've used this as a collective consciousness. Remember, this consciousness is underwater. This consciousness is not affected by the collective consciousness that we all pick up in the same way.
So if I call right now into each one of you the dolphin and whale collective consciousness to spiral nets of clear light around you, sparkling clear nets of light around you.
And those nets begin to spiral around your human bodies. You'll find that it is a healing energy that's very soothing and very pure, very serene. It's the clearest and the most supportive to our human consciousness.
And remember, by you being liquid, you become in alignment with that vibration. Now, that vibration helps to insulate you. It helps to fortify you, give you energy, give you vitality. And it's a good thing. We use that energy when we're surrounding it with something that we want to protect ourselves from for a moment.
Because the dolphins and the whale energy actually will separate any negativity or negative energy pattern that has tapped into a negative collective consciousness. It will actually move to separate that energy from clear light. You know, clear light is the closest to creative energy. And when we have a client or an individual that we're working with that says or that we find a negative collective consciousness or a negative energetic pattern, we call in the dolphins and the whales. We ask the dolphins and the whale consciousness to spin clear nets of light around the client. And that keeps the dualities out of the picture. It separates the negative collective consciousness, and it allows our clients to change their vibration, to actually change their vibration. See, dolphins and whales, they're believed to have descended from land mammals, and scientists have now said that the whales, 60 million years ago, returned to the sea. Well, their energy is in water, so they are very resilient in the way that they have been able to move through all of the millions of years and still encounter this clean energy. It's non-resistant. That's why it's so clean, because there's no idea around it.
See, we find this, you know, we've used guides and angels, and we've used ascended masters, and we've used many things as you could imagine. We've read it all, and what we find is some of those things are very clear, but over hundreds and hundreds of years, there's a lot of projections on those vibrations. So are they as clear as we would like them to be? And so we can't say that's true or not, okay? That'll be up to you to find out. But we find this to be a very reliable tool if you're a healer or if you find yourself not feeling good or find yourself upset. The dolphin and whale is a collective consciousness of energy, and you being liquid light, you can become very much in alignment with that vibration that will change you and your feelings.
The energy of the dolphin and the whales is one of the cleanest, not just clearest, but cleanest, meaning that it has no ideas or projections. That's what our experience has found. There's no ideas of the dolphins and the whales going to save me, so therefore they have more importance or they have more power. There are no ideas or projections in this consciousness. Therefore, we can use that to shift or move or change or stop energies from affecting our clients, or you can use it from affecting yourself. So if you are called or you are led to use the dolphins and the whales as part of your own collective consciousness, just know that it's important for you to align yourself with their energy. You might want to find some photos of dolphins and whales. You might want to even go swimming where the dolphins are. We've had enjoyed that, and it's an incredible, absolutely incredible experience. Begin to meditate on the dolphins and the whales. Become accustomed to their liquid energy. It will help you be more liquid than solid.
Yeah, all we're looking for is tools when we're in trouble, okay? When we're in trouble, here's a tool that works for us all the time, maybe for you half the time, But half the time, having a tool that you didn't have might be something you want to incorporate in your life. Be sure you go on our website, look up the healing techniques, because each technique in there will help you to get your feel back, help you to get more sensitive, less reactive, help you to do the clearing technique. Remember, if you can just change the way you feel about yourself, it's the same thing with the animal. If it could change the way it felt about itself to where it felt better, it would feel better, okay?
These are all tools that we're giving you to help yourself. And then, of course, when you help yourself, you become clearer. You're more in the moment. Then your energy is no longer going to affect your loving animal friends. Remember, they can't process your energy. They'll attempt to do it, and all it's going to do is make them sick. So by clearing your animals with the techniques that we've given you today, you can help them be healthy. By clearing yourself with the tools that we've given you, you can help yourself stay healthy and then no longer take your energetics and project them, even unknowingly, onto your animals.
Yeah, and a good little book to read is The Way It Works, because right there in The Way It Works, we have all kinds of tools for clearing your jewelry and clearing your furniture or things you have around you. It's a very simple technique, so be sure you read The Way It Works. It's a very short read,
mm-hmm.
and it's free on the website.
It's free on the website. Just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see the book. It's called The Way It Works, and you click there, it'll bring up a secure PDF. Now, if you want a free copy of The Way It Works, just email office at Ken Page, and we'll send you to the first 10 people that email us after every show. We send them a free copy of The Way It Works. Just let us know that you heard us on HealthyLife.net. So that's another gift that we can give to you, because if we can help you empower yourself, you can be clear, you can help others, and you can help your animal friends. And that's what it's about, all of us supporting everybody else in this community that is called humankind on this planet. We all have to keep supporting each other, whether it's through help or assistance. We support each other by supporting ourselves through our work and through all of our other gifts.
And remember, if you have a friend or yourself that's in a bad way somehow, look up how to clear yourself and release old energy and be free. It's on our website, and it's free.
The link for that is feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life. That's the link, because anyone who's in a moment where they can't help themselves, let them go ahead and take a look at that on our homepage. It'll give them that book to read free as well. So we thank you so much for joining us here on The Way It Works. Every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Everything you've heard today can also be found on our website, kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you and get any of your feedback. Thank you so much for allowing us to come into your home today.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.